Hello, this is Shibu Ucharyan, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our second journey together. Today is January the 2nd and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Genesis chapters 4 to 6. Finding grace in the sight of God. We read in Genesis chapter 6 verses 8 to 10 like this. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. This is the genealogy of Noah. Noah was a just man. Perfect in his generations, Noah walked with God and Noah begot three sons, Shem, Ham and Japheth. This is the first occurrence of the word grace in scripture. Its root meaning is to bend or stoop, that implies unmerited favor of a superior person to an inferior one. Noah found grace in the sight of God and was forewarned to build an ark. Noah was saved by grace, an act of divine sovereignty. His response was to do everything that God had commanded, an act of human responsibility, and build an ark to save his own family from death and judgment. Noah is testimony to the fact that God has always chosen his own as an act of pure grace, and that eternal salvation is because of his initiative. Noah did not find favor with people since he condemned the world by his life and preaching, but instead found grace in the sight of God. When the rest of the world was wicked, Noah kept his integrity. He was a just man as he lived a holy life through right principles and was righteous in his conversation and conduct. He was not only honest, but devout in his attempt to please God and do the will of God. God looks down upon those with favor who sincerely look up to him with an eye of faith. God saved Noah as he saves us, as an unconditional gift which Christ purchased with his own blood. Even so, Noah seems to be a type of Christ. Just as Noah represented his family, so Christ represents the whole family of God. Noah was saved just as any sinner is saved, by grace and through faith. He heard God's word, believed God's promise of protection, and proved his faith by his works. There was only one way to be saved from destruction, and that was by entering the ark. And the ark had only one door. This is a picture of the salvation that we have in Christ. Noah and Enoch are the only two men in scripture who literally walked with God in the midst of wicked and sinful people. Let us also walk with God daily and labor for the Master from the dawn till setting sun, that we may be accepted of him and find grace in his sight alone. As we read in Ephesians chapter 2 verses 8 and 9, the words of Apostle Paul, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast."